This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Weighed Down. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Weight reduction and healthy eating are big factors in treating chronic illnesses like heart disease and diabetes. For certain high-risk patients who don't have easy access to nutritious food, some insurance companies have decided that it's worth it to cover prescriptions for food the same way they would cover prescriptions for drugs. Nina Feldman has more.
This is the sound of 65 gallons of soup.
Yeah, from scratch, with celery, onions, crab meat, sweet potatoes, and you blend it all together.
That's Cliff Rogers. He's a volunteer at Manna, a meal delivery service in Philadelphia. Cliff and more than 100 volunteers show up every day to make and package over 5,000 meals for chronically ill people all over the city.
Bagels, you would have to find them.
In every corner of this large industrial kitchen, volunteers are packing and sealing medically tailored meals into little trays like school lunches. Every meal is color-coded according to a specific diet plan. So, say someone has cancer and has a very low appetite. Those meals will have a lot of calories packed into a small amount of food. Someone with kidney failure will have a meal plan low in phosphorus. Diabetes, low sugar.
Technique, it's all technique.
Manna's a big operation. The nonprofit covers most of its costs with grants and donations. But a couple years ago, the program caught the attention of health insurers, too.
The traditional ways of dealing with some diseases are not working as well as they could.
That's Bill George. He's the CEO of an insurance company in Pennsylvania called Health Partners Plans. Bill says the idea of food as medicine has made sense to him ever since he was a kid. Growing up, Bill's dad had type 1 diabetes, and the whole family ate whatever dad ate.
And all the food was weighed. We had a very restricted diet, no carbs, no sugar. And my mom was not a very imaginative cook, so we virtually had the same thing every night. Hamburgers, no bun. She would count the beans. We'd have a slice of iceberg lettuce and a glass of water.
Fast forward a few decades, and Bill's at an open house learning about Manna's meal plans. That's when it clicks. He could pay to make sure people are getting good nutrition instead of paying for them to go to the hospital.
If you have someone who has a chronic wound that will not heal, you can have it surgically closed time and time again at thousands and thousands of dollars in costs. But basically, if you feed them an appropriate medical diet, the wound will heal.
Back in 2015, Bill signed Manna up as a provider for patients on Medicaid, the same way his insurance company pays a health clinic to provide care. Since then, people on the food plan have seen a nearly 20% decrease in their healthcare costs. Health Partners Plans reaches out to its members with chronic illness, many of whom are food insecure, to see if they're interested. I hopped on the delivery truck to see a week's worth of breakfast, lunch, and dinner get dropped off.
Should I put it in the kitchen?
Yeah, you can put it on the table right there.
Feliciano Pagano is 48. He's got a shaved head and tattoos on his forearms. He used to work as a DJ before he got sick and couldn't lug around his audio gear anymore. He shares a small apartment with Scrappy, his English bulldog.
He's bilingual. When you got a dog that turns on the TV on his own with the remote control and changes channels, we got a problem.
After Feliciano was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, the doctor recommended that he exercise and eat a low-sodium diet. But he kept going back to the food he knew.
Fried pork, pork chop, Geno's, a lot of potato chips, anything that I felt like craving, cheesesteak, I would eat.
He tried to change his diet, but he didn't quite know how.
I was like a chicken with the head cut off. I didn't know how to deal with it, what not to eat. Sometimes I used to go to Subway to get me a healthy sandwich. And sometimes the sandwich had greens, things that I couldn't eat, so I used to get upset and just walk out.
Veggies like spinach and broccoli are full of vitamin K, which heart disease patients are often told to avoid.
There are days that I didn't feed myself because I didn't know what to eat.
And then one day, someone from Feliciano's insurance company called him and asked if he'd like to receive 3 healthy meals a day delivered to his doorstep for free. He unpacked the bag of meals to take stock.
Turkey noodle soup, not bad.
Feliciano says in 2016, he estimates he went to the emergency room 5 or 6 times.
That's a sad. Something different.
But since he's been getting the meals, he hasn't been to the ER once.
And the little fruit cups, the peaches.
He's lost about 12 pounds, and he'd like to lose more.
Let's just say my swimming trunks falls on me now.
When I visited, Feliciano's meal plan was set to expire soon. The insurance company pays for just 6 weeks at a time. Nutrition counseling is available for members, but not required. Feliciano said he does talk with dietitians over the phone about how to cook and buy nutritious food on his own. Still, without the meal delivery, he wasn't sure he'd be able to keep up with this diet.
To be honest, I will try. But sometimes you want to cheat. And that cheating once, it continues.
As long as the meals keep showing up at his door, Feliciano says he doesn't cheat. He's excited about the food.
Especially the oranges. That's the only thing I share with Dummy.
Long-lasting behavior change often takes intensive coaching and serious shifts to your home environment and habits. There's not much research on how people's health is affected after they stop getting medically tailored meals. That's why back at the insurance company, CEO Bill George says this service needs to last longer than 6 weeks for some. And for a very small percentage of people, a meal plan might need to last indefinitely. Bill said his company would be willing to pay. You wouldn't prescribe insulin for a diabetic, he says, and then cut them off after a few weeks. Overall, though, Bill said the goal is to get people to be self-sufficient.
For this to be successful, the member has to want to change. And if you're not willing to change, it's a waste of your time and it's a waste of our time. It's not going to work.
Enough people are counting on it working that other insurers are signing up too. And in California, the state Medicaid program has enrolled a few thousand people in a pilot study to see if food as medicine can work there. For The Pulse, I'm Nina Feldman.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with Kaiser Health News.